This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Tyne.
And I'm Bonnie North. Metro Milwaukee has a segregation problem, not least within area schools. Many researchers say that Milwaukee schools are about as integrated today as they were in the 1960s.
What does that mean for kids and how they learn? As Aaron McCarthy and Colleen Perry see it, the persistence of segregation actually opens the door for more conversations about race within the classroom.
McCarthy and Perry teach middle school social studies in Greendale, a predominantly white suburb. Their eighth grade classes are all about American history, a history that, as they teach it, is a complex story involving multiple cultures and communities.
Lake Effect's Rachel Morello spoke with the duo about how they try to broaden students' understanding of race through a new approach to American history.
4 years ago, I attended a National Endowment for the Humanities workshop in New York for 2 weeks, and it was about race and politics in the Civil War. And then I found out all this information, really immersed in it, and I came back and realized I can't tell the story the same way anymore, because the way the textbook typically leaves off after the Civil War and Reconstruction and steps away from the story of African Americans and then just comes back to it 100 years later in the Civil Rights Movement. And we decided we wanted to commit to like telling a full story all the way through of ups and downs, right? Would you agree? So that was probably about 3 years ago?
Three or 4 years ago. So 3 years ago we made the switch, right? So taking into consideration not to stop after Reconstruction and leave out that big blank space, because Erin is a historian and she uses primary sources to tell stories. So she went out and gathered up all these sources that we could use as, you know, evidence that kids could examine. And we came up with an activity where they make a giant timeline and we're really following the African-American struggle for equality through time, but also learning about history at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we're doing American history, but there's a bend. We're always reevaluating where are we at this point? Do all people have equal rights? And then we switched it up again. Now we've included women, Native Americans, African-Americans, so all of the minority or the out groups that are always struggling for that equality in our democracy.
Are you guys solely focusing on those things now, or are you still building in what I guess people would think of as traditional American history?
Yeah, so I think what we've done is we divided up kind of arbitrarily into 20-year segments instead of 10, because, I don't know, why, 20. And you have to always understand the context so that you can understand the primary sources. So we use either some sort of anchor text, we call it. So it might be they're going to a website and reading about a time period and then getting a feel for what were people like, what was popular at the time, what are the big events, like those markers in the timeline that we're all used to in textbooks. And they get to know the time period, and then we delve into what's it really like for groups that maybe are traditionally left out. Mm-hmm. So they still get it, like they still get the information about the big things, like the big wars and the Great Depression, but certainly not at a level where they are experts on it. You know, we know that in high school, they're going to study it again, much more in depth. So we kind of feel like we have this moment in eighth grade where they're curious, and you can tell from the discussion about race. They have these like feelings they want to talk about, and we thought we can explore it. And then next time they talk about these topics in history in high school, they'll maybe have a hook, a reason why they're interested in a different way.
Can you guys talk specifically about making the switch in Greendale? This is a majority white community. I didn't realize it was a planned community when it was first put together.
Right.
But talk about how your discussions might be different than you expected or just how it works here.
Mm-hmm. Because we teach eighth grade, they come out of seventh grade a little crazy, like hormones. And in eighth grade, a lot of kids are waking up. They're waking up to be the people that they will be, you know, and they have a natural sense of like social justice. And so I just feel like to jump on this moment with them and be able to, you know, help them to understand the world around them in a different way. So when I proposed our curriculum even to our school board, and it's been 7 years, the focus has always been on the struggle for equality for all Americans. And you can read it. It was 7 years ago that we wrote it. I think I'm realizing it or my goal more today than I was 5 years ago or, you know, 6 years ago. In Greendale, we have the Greendale attributes. So the community and students and teachers and parents have all gotten together and defined the attributes, what we think every Greendale student should look like by the end of 12th grade. And one of those attributes is under citizenship. So it's kind of like an unfolding, like we're trying to teach the whole child, and it's very important in Greendale to do that. It is a community that's separated from Milwaukee, and we are less diverse, but there is definitely support for developing the whole child into someone who can live in a multicultural, like a world.
Do you guys ever work with schools where it does look different than you and talk about how what you're teaching might be different than how they're teaching?
I think that's probably the next level to what we want to do. I mean, we've presented at like the National Council for Social Studies in New Orleans, but it was more about how we plan things out using inquiry. Because I think it is that we're in this white community, mm-hmm. and you don't want to come across as though you're an expert, right, on something that you have no experience with, right? And I personally have had that experience being like, I worked at a Swedish museum. I used to be in museums before I came to education. So I wasn't Swedish. And so could I tell their story? Yeah, I could, right? So can I tell this story because of my training as a historian? Yes. But to be an authority and to talk to people about, say, this is how to talk about race, you know, it's kind of like watching that discussion. The few kids we have that represent a minority group, they had a different perspective. You know, they said you can try and change people, but you have to change people's hearts. Right. And it's great that we bring that out, because I think the other thing about Greendale is on the surface, it looks like very homogenous, right? It's very white, and if you look at the percentages. But the way the planned community was designed, you know, every home here was a rental, you know, so you could get here without being middle class necessarily. And there's still a lot of rental opportunities in Greendale. So people, we do have diverse students. We have ELL students. We have students who've come from other countries. And I think there's different income levels, and they don't realize that. And that would be a very difficult, even more difficult topic to talk about. You know, I think it would make them even more uncomfortable as eighth graders to stand out because of their income. I think, to go back to the actual question, I'd love to talk to other people about it, but I think now that we've done it enough years, we're probably comfortable enough to say, this is what we think, but I'd like to frame it as, how can you help me to make this a richer experience, you know?
I'd love to be able to hook up with another school or different schools and be able to bring kids together, because we just don't have that opportunity here.
Do you guys see there being benefits or drawbacks or both to talking about issues like race in a school setting when you're among people who look like you?
Well, there's definitely a drawback. We don't have the voice here. They're in a majority, you know, white situation. So are they really able to dig in and share? So I think that is a disadvantage. But I also feel like I don't want to study history and focus on equality and, you know, just looking at different minority groups and how our history has affected or how they have fought for their equality throughout history without paying attention to who they are. And so, you know, we're trying to make it work here, but I think it is difficult. But I think I would be irresponsible to not have a conversation about it.
I would agree that the drawback would be I have students who feel uncomfortable, right? Because they're just a small percentage and they kind of feel like they're, no one wants to stand out in middle school at all. Mm-hmm. And it inevitably happens that everyone turns to them literally and looks at them for like, can you represent your entire race for us? And they don't want that to happen. And they've talked to the counselor and we've kind of talked through it, that it's still a valuable thing to do. I think the very first time we started teaching this story through an African-American lens, it was great and the kids were curious, but then I had to step back and say, I don't think they're connecting to it in the way they're really meant to. And I think that was the point at which we shifted to the attributes, right? And thinking about the whole child. And so that's when we started taking a break from the regular history lessons and just focusing on empathy. And so who are you? Who am I? What's the same about us? What's different? That way you start to realize I am more than just a white person, right? There's a complexity to white people. Not that I want to overplay that, but at least it gives them a starting point. You can talk a lot about how teenagers are discriminated against. Again, it's not the same thing, but at least gets them sort of empathizing with the experience. And then we talk about the Asian experience. We've got a Puerto Rican man's experience. We've got a white woman in the South who thought she was white, but she ended up having an ancestor 200 years before who was black, and that categorized her as black. So I think getting them to really focus on themselves, which is what teenagers love to do anyways, is a good entry point. And I don't know, is that an advantage? I think it'd be great if we had a more diverse student body, but I'm not going to stop what we're doing just because we don't have the diversity yet.
Erin McCarthy and Colleen Perry teach social studies at Greendale Middle School. They spoke with Lake Effect's Rachel Morello.